This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. All the money and other resources the federal government brought to bear to keep people afloat during pandemic was, in essence, a vast anti-poverty program. We'll get a sense today of how well the pandemic relief worked when the U.S. Census releases 2020 data on poverty. Other indicators show the programs kept hunger at bay in many households, and Democrats are pushing to extend some of those programs, which do have costs. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
The government provided billions of dollars in pandemic aid, emergency unemployment benefits, stimulus checks, and increased supplemental nutrition assistance benefits, or food stamps. Without all that, Kara Balderi from First Focus on Children says,
things would have been much worse.
Balderi points to the advanced child tax credit deposits, up to $300 a month per kid.
They put cash directly in the hands of families.
Cash that's been going toward things like groceries or rent. Democrats want to continue the child tax benefit. The Treasury Department says it would cost taxpayers about $110 billion a year. Erica York is with the Tax Foundation.
It becomes just very expensive to make it permanent.
She says that may be why lawmakers are only proposing to extend it through 2025. According to a Columbia University Social Policy Center, child poverty dropped by more than 40% after the first child tax deposit in July. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.